Two shows in one.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. It's kind of a local adventure right now because I am sitting in the idea room at the HQ of Artslandia with Misty Tompoles, who you heard last week talk about how she got into publishing and all the wonderful things she's doing with Artslandia. But what I neglected to ask her about was the Artslandia box. And of course, when I came in today, here it was. Everywhere around the idea room are these gorgeous boxes full of Artslandia treasures. Misty, it's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. I'm so happy with it. I mean, I can't believe today's the day.
I know. It's incredible.
It's intense.
So when's the first day people are going to be receiving them?
Midweek. Hopefully with the Labor Day holiday won't stall it too much.
So let's just go through it. Yeah. I know I'm not allowed to actually
yes,
name.
A secret.
It's a secret. It's a secret. Oh my gosh, this is so incredible. Okay, so you get a bag of this to eat.
You do. You get a bag of the most delicious thing ever from one of Portland's iconic restaurants.
Yes, indeed. And can we open one of these?
Absolutely.
Okay. 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 Here, you want to take a bite?
You go ahead.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay.
I haven't even tried them yet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god,
they're so good.
They're amazing.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, I don't think I've ever even tasted anything like this before.
I want more of it. I'll have what she's having. You get a dance lesson.
You do?
From that company.
That company, and we all know that company is the most amazing company in the city. Yes. So, and we've taken a dance lesson there.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. No,
and it was, and I've never danced better in my life.
I know. And you know what's so exciting? I really hope that people that have never danced get this and like, okay, I'm going to try this. I have this opportunity.
Right. And if you get one and you have no one to go to dance class with, just email me because I will go with you.
I need to get back there too.
This is a place that I happen to love.
I know. It is cool.
All right. So you get an appetizer from that place?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that's
James
incredible.
James Beard nominee chef. Yeah. Oh. So this restaurant is really one of Portland's finest.
It is.
That's very exciting.
And then you get a wine tasting lesson that winery.
That winery. Not only that, but there, when you go out to the winery, you get yummy food too.
Oh my gosh, how great.
Yeah. And the view at that winery is pretty stellar. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
It's
one of my favorite places.
So many fun adventures.
I know.
I mean, and you could combine them. You could do the dance class, then go out and get a glass of champagne at this place.
Oh, that's right.
Forgot about that.
Everybody needs bubbles, right?
Oh, yeah, more than ever now.
Yeah.
And two tickets to this incredible spot.
Well, I mean, it's probably the incredible spot in the city, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. And they have some amazing things coming up. I'm not going to say the word, but they have some amazing things coming up.
It's incredible how we can talk this long about things that we can't actually say the words about.
It's really fun, actually.
It is fun.
To tease it out. Yeah, no, that's going to be very popular.
I'm very excited for the box to come out because I'm hoping that some of the people who receive it might send me an email and maybe talk to me a little bit about how they like it.
I hope they do.
It'd be really fun.
You should deliver some of the boxes.
I would be delighted to deliver a box. That would be fun. You heard it here. We invented that right here in the idea room.
That's right. That's where it happened.
Well, this is absolutely lovely, and it is an actual piece of art that is mind-boggling.
I know. I'm super excited about this, too. I know I say that about everything, but I really do love art. I really do. And every year when I try and find a cover artist, it's kind of my favorite part of the year. And this year I found Karen Whippich, who her artwork just speaks to me. KarenWhippich.com. And so we're unveiling the cover next week, obviously, when the magazine comes out. But she agreed to put her piece in all of the Artslandia boxes. So everyone this month will get a mini version of our cover printed, and then on the back is a fun calendar, and then a really cool little wooden stand. So every month you'll get a new piece and you just swap it out and put it in the stand.
Now that's remarkable.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yes, it is.
It's a mini gallery and you can keep them all, you know.
Right. Oh, how beautiful.
It's fun.
So we didn't mention a theatrical experience.
Well, truly it is the anchor of the box. Mm. It is the one piece that really was the motivator for the box itself, which is that we want people to see performing arts. These are my people. This is my mission in this world, is to make sure that people are going to performing arts So every box will have an Anchored Performing Arts ticket in there. And these
now, it's a pair of tickets, correct?
Absolutely, it's a pair of tickets. Mm-hmm. And I must say, too, we cannot forget to talk about how beautiful these tickets are. They're absolutely gorgeous. The fact that people have to actually relinquish them is going to be painful to them.
I would say you're right. They are gorgeous. And in fact, that leads me to my next remark about the whole box. Okay. When I first came in, I saw the box itself and the packaging and how it is presented. And it is so beautiful. And I immediately thought, what an incredible gift for someone that you love.
Yeah.
And especially somebody that you want to hang out with. You've got a lot of ways to hang out.
Well, I mean, listen, if I was looking to woo someone, I would get this box and I would open it and I would say, hey, look at all these cool things. Do you want to do these things with me? I mean, it's a great way to explore the city with someone else.
I think it's a new dating site.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's
do that.
Artslandia box. People open them and boom.
That is the ticket.
It is. Yeah. It's like, hey, I got an Artslandia box. You want to go try out some stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're super excited about it.
You can gift these.
Mm-hmm. You can gift them. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that have purchased them, they're buying them as gifts. Mm-hmm. I think it's the perfect gift for a new resident to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what we're doing is curating culture, and culture can be a little overwhelming in Portland because it's everywhere.
So much stuff to do.
Yeah, and so this is a way that you can kind of, it's kind of like a tour guide, concierge service.
I love the idea of buying one for myself and keeping it in my closet for any gift that I might need. Let's say I'm going to dinner and I need a hostess gift. Boom.
Oh my gosh.
Right in my closet.
That is such a great idea. Yeah. Guess what? I have a ton of these now. Everybody's getting one of these. Why not, right?
Everyone's going to be excited.
Oh yeah. No, it's really fun. I'm super excited. I love the way it looks. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It came together so well. And everybody on this team, including yourself, has worked so hard on this project. And I just want to thank my team.
Oh, and Bella Showerman.
Bella Showerman. Yes, it was her. You know, it was us sitting in a room brainstorming ideas and her thinking about her subscription box that she gets at home and saying, hey, why don't we do that? And here we are.
Right.
Months later.
So few people who hear that kind of thing just say, yeah, let's do that. And then they actually put their money where their mouth is and they do it like you do.
Well, I'm kind of crazy like that, Susanna. Someone will have a good idea and I'm like, well, let's do that.
It blows my mind. It's so much fun. I mean, this is real. I remember talking about it way back when, and now it's here and there are boxes everywhere and they're gorgeous. And I can't imagine a better gift.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm super excited about it too. And I think that it is one of those things that inspired all of us in the office so much so that, you know, we just all jumped in.
Mm-hmm.
It was the kind of idea that was immediately we all knew was a good one.
Well, you know, what we should talk about is how to order one if you haven't gotten one yet.
Gosh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You go to artslandiabox.com and you can sign up right there. It takes literally 2 minutes.
Artslandiabox.com. Mm-hmm. So go sign up, get your box, drop me an email.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You can still get the September box too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we have some left. So if you sign up soon, you'll get that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, in time to use it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, golly, great teacher gift.
Oh my gosh, it is.
School just started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing this and being such an incredible entrepreneur who
thank you.
Loves this city and
I
shows
do love
it
this city.
With your work.
I do love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And now a peek into the work of Matthew Hayward and Angela Niederlow. Hey, everybody. I'm Susanna Mars. Welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I am sitting here with two magnificent artists and friends, Angela Niederlow and Matthew Hayward, both of whom are incredible vocalists in their own right, also teachers at Portland State University, and they have newly formed a vocal studio called Vox Northwest and are doing all sorts of fantastic things, and we're hoping to kind of spread the word on Adventures in Artslandia.
Yay.
So thank you for coming in to talk to me.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
For your future eloquence.
Exactly.
So, I mean, let's start off with the bang, which was that you went to Italy this summer with students. And I was thinking about what that would mean for opera students to visit Italy, the home of the art itself. What was that like?
it was amazing to be able to see through their eyes, just being inspired and I think seeing the brevity of where they were, that this was the Mecca, as you said, the birthplace of where arguably a lot of classical music came from. For many people, it was their first time even overseas. Mm-hmm. And to be able to see that experience through their eyes was incredible as well. And then to be able to boast that they made their international singing debuts, not too shabby.
No. And so where did they make their debuts, and how did you make all these connections so that you could really bring a group over? It's a huge undertaking.
A great friend of Angie's, who she went to school with, who's a bassoonist, invited her to kind of spearhead the vocal department in this chamber music festival. Mm-hmm. And it was the second or third year of the festival only, and they didn't really have a cultivated, you know, voice area. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, kind of put it out there to some of our students, and the response was quite good. Mm-hmm. So we ended up having, I think, 18 or so singers.
Very cool.
Under our care, you know, while we were there in the heart of Tuscany in Sarteano, which is amazing, beautiful, beautiful small town in Tuscany. It has its own little opera house that you would imagine, very small.
What
seats
was it
maybe
built?
That's a good question.
1600s.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's so fascinating, because that is absolutely the antithesis of how we view opera in America. Mm-hmm. We think of it in these grand opera houses.
Right.
And that was just a beautiful jewel box.
Yeah. It was. You could fit it in your back pocket. I mean, it was just
like
so
a Broadway house, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It was maybe sat 100 people.
Wow.
I mean, very small,
very intimate.
Ornate, a raked stage. I mean, it was, one of our students that came had never sung a live performance before.
Oh my
goodness. Forget about even, you know, studying voice for years and years. It was his real, you know, here I am, world, I'm a bass, and what, you know, how's this all going to work? It was great.
Fascinating, because I then assume also that the age range is very wide.
It was primarily college age, grad school age. We did have a couple of older, more advanced high school students.
Mm-hmm.
But the meat and potatoes of the group primarily was college, grad school kind of age.
And these are people who are hoping to make a career of music.
Right.
Right.
Oh, right.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It was neat to be able to, we certainly did a bit of a warm kind of reach out to colleagues, mm-hmm. but for the most part, kind of selfishly, at least this first year out, we wanted to kind of contain it with our students, to be able to give them the opportunities that we could custom fit to mm-hmm. them. And, you know, some of these students, wonderful performers in their own right, but there's just only so many roles that can go around.
Right.
And so to be able to say, we believe in you, you've got the goods, and we want to highlight mm-hmm. you. We want to highlight you and what you are best at. And that was pretty gratifying, to be able to have that opportunity. And we didn't know of any other sort of connections per se to festivals in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So that first year out, we just kind of wanted to try and keep it contained as much as possible, just so we knew that it would be a positive experience for them. It'd be a positive experience for the festival. So there'd be a little bit of, I don't know, lack of a better term, quality control there. But
right. And that's so great, because I'm sure you are familiar with many festivals, and you can kind of continue to grow your connections with those.
Sure.
We kind of had carte blanche this first time out doing it, and of the singers that we knew already that we have been working with,
mm-hmm.
some of them lean more way towards musical theater, others lean more towards more classical music.
Oh, so the
opera.
Repertoire was really diverse.
We had everything from Sondheim to Irving Berlin, I think, didn't we even do?
Yeah.
Right, for heaven's sake, speaking of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was quite varied.
And so the audience was Italian.
Right.
And these are people who are coming to the festival. Was your programming unique? Were there any other people programming American music?
Well, we were the only singers involved with it. There was, you know, other instrumentalists involved in the festival.
So it was the only vocal performance.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
for those 2 weeks mm-hmm. in Tuscany. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you did the whole trip. You brought all the young people, or varying ages, housing them, feeding them, helping them pick their repertoire, coaching them. What was a normal day like?
It was pretty intense. I mean, the benefit of us being able to work with some of our own students was that we had coached and we're working with them before we even got there. Mm-hmm. So the expectation was you arrive on Sunday, we'll have a sing through Monday, and then you're going on stage on Saturday.
Holy cow.
So, yeah. You know, pretty intense. Voice lessons, staging rehearsals, vocal coachings, all kind of simultaneously happening at the same time.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So, and they brought their A game. I mean, we were so inspired by this that we are going to be partnering with another summer festival here in town.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This next summer. Mm-hmm. So something to look forward to. We're going to do the same type of thing. Mm-hmm. The
Will
vocal
you be able
intensive.
To disclose what festival that is at this time, or is it still under wraps?
Under wraps.
It's still under wraps
under
for right
wraps.
Now.
Well, yeah. Excellent. Well, when you're ready to disclose.
Okay, not to be a tease.
Away. No, well, but you are. So on a personal note, now PSU is starting back up, and mm-hmm. you have all sorts of students at PSU, and then you have your own work. What's coming up that you're really excited about?
This venture is very exciting. I think part of what I am continued to be reminded of when working with our private students, to be experiencing just how hungry they are for different exposures and different experiences and different performing opportunities. To be able to take something like Vox and be able to present workshops that center around specific things like Mozart recitative, which is kind of its own beast. And you really don't get a lot of exposure to that unless you're kind of thrown into it in college. Mm-hmm. To be able to, and if you're lucky enough to be passed in said scene or opera, it's lovely to be able to give people those tools so that they've got something to pull from when they've been cast, you know, in those specific, in this case, the Mozart recitative scenes.
Well, I would assume just like any, you know, musical theater job, certainly young people and other people who are just starting out really need that kind of support so that when they arrive, they've got the confidence to do their thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
One I mean, I've studied with you before when I was doing Sweeney Todd at the opera, and even if you've been doing this work for coming on 30 years, you still want to have that outside ear, an expert in your court to help you learn it.
One of the things that we've really tried to do with our studio is build a number of great connections in the community, not just with high school age students, but working with theater companies in town, the opera, mm-hmm. for people, professionals that might need that extra outside ear, mm-hmm. who are still well-established artists. And try and curtail, for those people that want to work with us regularly, curtail the experience that they have just for them. Mm-hmm. I would work with a musical theater singer differently than I would work with someone who is more geared towards classical. Mm-hmm. Just as much as you would if you're working with a rocker or, you know, someone that's a pop singer. Mm-hmm. Our whole mission in all this is to give people as solid a vocal technique as we can, mm-hmm. that's sustaining for a career should they want it, mm-hmm. and keeps them vocally healthy for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's really what our kind of mission is. We are voice teachers, so we work on the anatomy and physiology of, you know, all that, how we use our bodies to sing, versus what we were talking about before, like a vocal coach would be.
Somewhere. Right. I think sometimes there's certainly a lot of crossover between those two roles, mm-hmm. but I think sometimes people use those terms interchangeably.
And they're not.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. You're talking repertoire versus mm-hmm. technique.
The pedagogy of it. Yeah.
You got it.
Right.
Yeah.
Pedagogy.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
And it's so interesting because they surely do cross over in some ways, but there's a lot of physical work to be done,
right,
mm-hmm. and a lot of practice to be done about how to sustain, you know, make your body do what it has to do.
Right,
right.
But of the younger students, I think that we work with, who I love working with, high school age, these amazing younger people are fearless. Mm-hmm. They don't mind getting into the studio and making weird, ugly noises, you know, to try and get a long-term goal kind of solved. Uh-huh. They're just trying to, you know, figure out how to carry their own weight.
It's so fascinating.
And I think also just being so courageous to try. Like you said, jump into the fray of it. I don't know if it's like if you're 16, you're not jaded quite yet. Or afraid.
Right.
To get in there and make some ugly sounds as a kind of as a tool, you know, a means to an end.
And that also speaks to what you were talking about is other professionals who are in need of support, that there is, I think, sometimes a sense that when you achieve a certain level of performance and you work certain places that you don't need help or support. And there's a fear, I think, well, if I need help, I must be in trouble. Something's wrong.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And that's just crap.
Right.
You know,
good check in now and again.
Yeah.
Helpful does everybody good. Yeah.
Right. That, and also with people who are supportive and knowledgeable, just it's about, you know, being a professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to keep up your chops. And it's good to have, you know, your team of people, your go-to people. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I think especially in the arts community, in the music community, and the Kumbaya community of Portland, I think that's what it's about. People want to help. They want to get in there and try and be of support.
Right. It makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. So these young people that you work with in Italy, will you continue to work with them during the year, many of them, or some probably different for each?
Yeah. Some are going off to grad schools, but that's also kind of a part of the process of how do you get to grad school or how do you get to college and to be able to offer workshops around that, because that is such a daunting endeavor. And so to be able to shed some light and say, here's some ideas, here's some guidelines so it doesn't have to unravel and feel like you can't see, you know, the end of, you can't see the forest through the trees kind of an idea. But yes, we will be able to continue work with the majority of these kiddos, which is exciting. So.
And so Fox Northwest, will you have activities throughout the year leading up to the summer event?
Yeah, we are going to be having studio recitals quarterly. We're thinking every 3 or 4 months or so. Mm-hmm. Where it's kind of like an all sing of all of our ages. Where do we go from? Our youngest is 10, and our oldest student right now is 75.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So, you know,
great.
Everyone's in the pool together.
Oh,
we can all
fun.
Come together, and everyone offers a little something and be supportive of each other, because, as we were just saying, that's so important for all ages and levels. But some of these great master classes and workshops that we're talking about, getting ready for college. Here comes my college audition applications. And, oh my gosh, I have to make a pre-screening tape or video.
Mm-hmm. And tape? You just aged yourself.
What do they call them nowadays?
What are those kids' college recordings?
You've
got to
make yourself your 8-track tape. Yeah.
So we have a lot of those, you know, on and through through the year. And we're really hoping to be able to collaborate with other musical professionals in town to come and work on, you know, acting 101 for singers.
Right.
And what that might look like on a weekend intensive or an afternoon intensive.
Right, because so many of your students may be applying to schools where there's acting components.
Yeah.
I mean, I think opera more and more is demanding a level of acting technique and ability.
You're exactly right. Many of them are asking for, in addition to their sort of the regular classical repertoire, they're asking for a monologue and they're asking for a musical theater piece, which I think is smart. You're going to get a well-rounded performer in that regard. It's not going to be one trick pony. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I think it's great too. And I think it's about time.
So true. Well, it sounds like Vox Northwest is really growing and you're doing some incredible work.
We're excited.
Very exciting.
If you want to know more about Vox Northwest, you can go to voxnorthwest.com, learn about Angela and Matthew and what they're up to, and maybe join the group.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're going to return to Italy next summer. Is that correct?
It's looking like that. Well, you know, we're the festival itself. You know, we learned a lot. This was our first time being over there and just seeing what we can improve upon. What are some things that maybe we didn't need to be involved in? So to be continued on that.
To be continued. Well, that's great. There's lots to look at on the website, and you can learn more. You can see how you can get involved at voxnorthwest.com. And Angela and Matt, thank you so much for coming to talk to me.
Thank you, Susanna.
You're welcome.
You're the best.